Polish tourism chief Smitka loves American visitors, but there is more. Meet Poland is an opportunity to establish and strengthen business partnerships with the Polish tourism industry. This is the message by TTG Poland and echoed by the Polish Tourism Organization Chairman Rafael Smitka in his interview on behalf of eTurbo News. Poland is located in Central Europe and is characterized by economic stability and a strong economy. It is the largest country in Central and Eastern Europe, the sixth largest in Europe, and a member of the European Union. Poland is home to 14 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. It is a paradise for foodies. It is rich in history. It has breathtaking mountain ranges. It has an idyllic coastline. It has 24 national parks and is known for its natural beauty. The character of the Polish cities of Warsaw, Krakow, Gdańsk, and Wrocław is unique. Polish Tourism Organization Chairman Smitka gave a quick update for eTurbo News when speaking to ETN's new syndication partner TTG Poland in Warsaw earlier. ETN/TTG, with the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, is this a challenge for tourism arrivals and the tourism perspective for Poland? Smitka, the European Travel Commission, ETC, which tracks online data for European destinations, confirms that the conflict in Ukraine is still present in online travel-related stories. The proportion of conversation covering political and safety issues is minor, but it changes depending on the topics that are covered in news all over the world. The results of the latest ETC research, the Monitoring Sentiment for Intra-European Travel, Summer/Autumn 2024, show that conflict is one of the top three concerns for European travelers. This means the situation may influence consumers' decision on their destination choice. It did in 2023, as the statistical data shows. According to the UN Tourism's, UNWTO, preliminary data published in the World Tourism Barometer, Volume 22, international tourism arrivals in the region of Western Europe and the Mediterranean exceeded the level of 2019, Northern Europe slightly below 2019 numbers, whereas Central and Eastern Europa more than 25% below its 2019 data. eTurboNews.com. The 2023 results for Poland are good. According to Poland's statistical office, the number of foreign tourists was only 5.3% lower than in 2019 and the number of overnights was 10% lower compared to 2019. However, we need to look not only at numbers but also at the structure of the source markets. There is a significant increase in the number of tourists from the countries of our region. We are convinced that our decision to open offices in Prague and Budapest and additional investment and promotion in the Baltics helped to attract tourists from those countries to Poland. But we are still far behind in recovering tourist traffic from most of the European nations, including key source markets from pre-pandemic times. To regain our position, we need to adjust our marketing communication tactics not only to the geopolitical situation and global economic slowdown but also to consumer trends. It means we need to recognize which are the elements that answer the expectations and needs of modern travelers. A vital role in the rebound of tourism in Poland is the U.S. market. 2023 showed exceptionally good numbers, with an increase of over 20% compared to 2019 in the number of tourists and tourist accommodation establishments, and we are talking about tourists. ETN/TTG, how important is the U.S. market for Poland tourism? Can you share some details? Smitka, according to data from Poland's statistical office, the U.S. inbound market was the fourth most important market for inbound tourism to Poland in 2023. This is after Germany, Ukraine, and the U.K. Sony DSC. In 2023, a total of 472.160 American tourists booked Polish tourist accommodations, which reflects an increase of 20% from the previous year. In comparison to 2019, the year before the pandemic, it means an increase of 26%. A growing tendency is also visible when looking at the number of nights in our hotels and accommodation options. In 2019, it was 846.087 and in 2023, it went up to 1.144.633, which is a 35% increase. American tourists reflect 6-7% of the incoming visitors to Poland. When traveling to Poland, Americans most often visit three voivodeships, Mazowiecki, Malopolski, and Pomorski, with its major cities, Warsaw, Krakow, and Gdansk. ETN/TTG, what about the Chinese inbound market? Smitka, unfortunately, inbound traffic from China to Poland is still much smaller than before the pandemic. In 2023, there were 56.728 tourists from China staying in accommodations. In comparison to the pre-pandemic year 2019, a decrease of almost 60%. In 2019, the number of registered tourists from China was 137.143. This drop-down also reflects the number of nights. In 2019, it was 234.854 and in 2023, 118.012, which means a decrease of almost 50%. Chinese tourists constitute 0.7% of the incoming tourism to Poland. When traveling to Poland, Chinese visitors prefer to see two regions, voivodeships Mazowiecki, Malopolski much rarely, and Śląski with its capital city Katowice. ETN/TTG, what are a must-visit attraction for any American tourist to Poland? Smitka, a must-visit attraction for any American tourist in Poland is the historic city of Krakow, particularly the Old Town and Wawel Castle. Krakow Old Town offers a vibrant atmosphere. The medieval Old Town is beautifully preserved and offers a lively atmosphere with its cobblestone streets, historic buildings, and bustling market square. The must-see sites include St. Mary's Basilica and the Cloth Hall, Sukienice. American tourists love the hourly bugle call, Hegnal, from St. Mary's Basilica. American tourists enjoy the local Polish cuisine in one of the many traditional restaurants, visit our many charming cafes, and shop for unique souvenirs. The Old Town is also home to numerous museums and galleries. Wawel Castle is a symbol of Poland's national identity and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was the residence of Polish kings for centuries and is a treasure trove of art, history, and architecture. The castle complex showcases various architectural styles, including Gothic, Renaissance, and Baroque. The state rooms, royal private apartments, and the crown treasury and armory are highlights. U.S. visitors can explore the Wawel Cathedral, where many Polish monarchs were crowned and buried. These attractions offer a deep dive into Poland's rich history, culture, and heritage, making them essential stops for any American tourist. ETN, what is a good resource for visitors to learn more about Poland? Smitka, visit www.poland.travel. Rafał Smitka, the president of the Polish Tourism Organization. Rafał Smitka is a manager with many years of experience who has been involved in the tourism industry for decades. He previously worked with the Polish Tourism Organization during the years 2001 to 2016, from 2008 to 2016 as its president. Rafał is a graduate of the University of Physical Education in Warsaw and of the Faculty of Law and Administration at the University of Warsaw, as well as having an MBA from the Rotterdam School of Management. Rafał gained his management experience working at various posts in the Office of Physical Culture and Tourism at the Ministry of Health and as an academic staff member at the University of Physical Education in Warsaw. Most recently, he worked as the prorector of the Wyszczula School of Hospitality in Warsaw. He was also hotel project manager at the Polski Holding Nieruchomości Real Estate Group, as well as chairing the supervisory boards of the Polish Tourism Development Agency and the Center for Tourism Education, while also acting as plenipotentiary of the Minister of the State Treasury at the Institute of Tourism. Rafał is committed to tourism not only in its professional aspect but also as a social phenomenon. He is, among other things, the co-organizer of the National Palmyra Rally and has chaired the Sports Survival and Exploration Center. He is the author of numerous publications on qualified and adventure tourism. Mr. Smitka is a sports instructor as well, training in athletics, swimming, judo, survival, sport shooting, and self-defense. He is a licensed yacht captain, paraglider pilot, and second-degree CMAS and potty diver.